Let me go right to Congressman Kinzinger here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, bam, jump right to it. How are you?
I'm going to need $1.2 billion from you for the Lucas Museum. Can I count on your support?
You know what? I'm going to have to put myself down as undecided on that one. I'm not sure the federal government's in the business, but I'll ask around. I'll let you know.
Just back from the Middle East. Where were you?
So I went to Egypt, Saudi, Turkey, Israel. And, good trip, really kind of eye-opening and depressing at the same time. But, America's allies are wondering where we went, and there's a lot of concern about the future of that region.
What is the sense of campaign 2016 in that part of the world, other than everybody knowing that Trump is a punchline?
You know, that's what's amazing to me is I think the weakness of President Obama obviously has been very impactful. But the words of our frontrunner, of our candidate, have really been just as impactful, or at least close to it. This is every meeting we had, president of Egypt, Al-Sisi, the king of Saudi Arabia, the prime minister of Turkey. They all ask about Donald Trump, and they're like, you're not serious, right? Like, this isn't a real thing because, and they're concerned. I mean, look, if we're going to win the war on terror, and we have to win it, like, our best ally is going to be, frankly, moderate Muslims. They're the ones that are going to have to do the fighting on the ground and everything that we're not willing to do. And, when you say things like we're going to ban all Muslims, you've gone from 100,000 enemies to 1.5 billion. We can't win that war.
Right. And by the way, the majority of people dying on the battlefield fighting ISIS are Muslims. So this constant.
Yeah. Well, and the number one victim of ISIS are other Muslims. And it's because, look, they're fundamentalists. And fundamentalists, no matter what religion or anything it's in, fundamentalists always target their own kind that they see as apostates first. And that's what's happening.
That's what people need to wrap their heads around. When a lunatic Christian in this country shoots a place up, take all Christians and throw them out.
Right.
A crazy, dangerous people are a small percentage of the population and don't represent everybody, fortunately. Congressman Kinzinger, at Rep. Kinzinger, by the way, on social media. I'm sorry, you were saying?
No, I was just going to say, in this political environment, it's easy to get drawn into just rhetoric, right? It feels good when you allow yourself to relax and kind of the darkness of saying ban everybody overtakes you, or the quit spending money overseas and spend it all at home. That populist rhetoric, which everybody knows that that's what Trump's doing, but some people still are like they let themselves get drawn into it. It has a real impact and real damage. This isn't just fun time here. This is the presidency of the United States. And look. People are making this decision in anger. I get it. They're angry about the government. But how many times have you made a decision when you were angry that you later regret? For me, Sure. It's probably 9 out of 10 emails I've sent.
Don't hit send. What is your plan for Cleveland? You'll be there, I assume.
I'm not.
You sound pretty excited about it.
I'm not. I'll probably go for a day or two just to check it out. And I'm going to have a hard time coming around to say yes on Trump if he's our nominee. So, if he goes there as the nominee, it's going to be an interesting question. And then if it's contested, obviously it'll be interesting to go see how that works out. But, I'll probably make a brief stop by, but I don't intend to be there the entire time.
Will you support Kasich or Cruz if it's not Trump?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, look, I'm not the biggest Cruz fan in the world, but my differences with Ted Cruz are not – it's not really on principle. It's more just kind of personality and tactics, shutting down the government's ineffective, things like that. With Trump, it's that I think the guy really says completely lunatic things, and this is too important of a job for that. Kasich, I think, would be fantastic.
Do you know why your colleague Peter King wants to have strychnine ready if Trump is actually nominated?
You said cyanide.
Oh, that's right. It was cyanide. Yeah, but it is. I mean, it does come down to what you just said, right? Because we've talked to Senator Durbin about this and others in Congress who have all said the same thing. He just is incredibly unlikable in person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, again, he at least when he talks, he kind of resembles some Republicanism. But, look, we all said it's not, this idea that, there's a dislike for Trump or Cruz because they're shaking up the old way of doing business is completely untrue. It's because we know the guy, Ted Cruz, his personality has been rough to deal with, but and Donald Trump, we know that the things he's saying are completely unrealistic, that when you talk about cutting off trade with China, it leads to a trade war. You talk about banning all Muslims. it leads to huge problems. So that's why it's not because we're afraid of shaking. There's a lot, plenty of people out here that shake up the way things are done, including me, that other people like.
Congressman Paul Ryan said yesterday or the day before that everyone, all Republicans should go to the convention. There shouldn't be any sort of a boycott. Do you echo that?
No, I mean, look, I think he has to say that. He's the convention chairman or the Speaker of the House. No, but I think if somebody's uncomfortable with Trump as the nominee, they're not obligated to. I think if they don't want to go be in the middle of a contested convention, they're not obligated to. You know, for me, I've always said I put my country above my party any day of the week. And so that's why I have a hard time. I'll have a hard decision if Trump's our nominee. Because while I think the Republican Party is the best answer for America, I'm not sure if Trump's definitely not our best foot forward. So, and I think that goes with every member of Congress. They have to make that decision.
Something that's very personal in your world. A couple of Russian fighter jets buzzed the USS Donald Cook the other day. And what sort of response have we gotten from Russia, and what should we be getting?
Well, it's interesting because the president had a conversation with Putin the other day and didn't even bring these issues up. So I think in Putin's mind, he's getting away with it. Look, I don't think we need a response yet of saying, you know, we're going to shoot them down. But the reality is we would have been within our right to shoot the planes down. They were simulating a strafing run. While they didn't have missiles on them, they could have been loaded with guns. So I think we need to make it very clear to Putin that this is a dramatic escalation. And secondly, look, we have to get serious and give some arms, offensive arms to the Ukrainians. Help Eastern Europe develop its own energy resources using soft power, because Russia's kind of a one-trick pony. But the last thing is, remember this. Russia's economy is roughly the size of Italy's. So Russia is not the old Soviet Union, you know, our competitor and you know, basically competitor who's an equivalent size economy. This is a small country that's pushing the world around, and doesn't need to happen anymore.
Do you have any sense if that was Russian approved, or if these were some top gun cowboys, Russia style, who were just doing this? Because it seems incredibly risky to take the shot that they're not going to get shot at.
Yeah, you don't do this unless it's approved from high up. This is a big deal. You know, buzzing a ship maybe by a half mile or a couple thousand feet is different. In fact, when I was in Kyrgyzstan in 2006, for the war in Afghanistan, we would get buzzed every now and again by a Frogfoot, which is a Russian air-to-ground attack plane. They would just do it as a show of force, not a huge deal. But coming 30 feet on a Navy ship is different. And you know, these kind of intercepts have been stepping up in a big way lately.
Kinzinger.house.gov. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, always appreciate your time.
Yeah, anytime. It's great. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks. At Rep Kinzinger, social media-wise.